श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गोपगोपाल श्याम प्रभु राधे गोपाल गिरि गोविंद की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नगर धाम की जय। सरस्वती भक्ति देवी की जय। अनंत कुल वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर नंदी नमस्ते सारस्वती देव गौरवाणी प्रचारणय निर्विशेष शनिवार श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गदाधर गौरवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री कृष्ण भगवान ऋषभ संज्ञा आत्मतंत्रा स्वयं नित्य निवृत्तान होता परंपरा केवल आनंद अनुभव ईश्वर तब कर्म आरंभमान कालेन अनुगतम धर्म आचरण उपशिक्षायां अर्थद्विदां सम उपसंतो मैत्र कृणिपाव धर्म यस प्रजानन दाम्रता Translation being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhadeva was fully independent because his form was spiritual, eternal, and full of transcendental bliss. He eternally had nothing to do with the four principles of material miseries, nor was he materially attached. He was always equipoised, and he saw everyone on the same level. He was unhappy to see others unhappy and he was the well-wisher of all living entities. Although he was a perfect personality, supreme lord and controller of all, he nonetheless acted as if he were an ordinary conditioned soul. Therefore, he strictly followed the principles of Varnashram Dharma and acted accordingly. In due course of time, the principles of Varnashram Dharma had become collected. Therefore, through his personal characteristics and behavior, he taught the ignorant public how to perform duties within the Varnashram Dharma. In this way, he regulated the general populace in household life, enabling them to develop religion, economic well-being, and to attain reputation, sons and daughters, material pleasures, and finally eternal life. By his instructions, he showed how people could remain householders and at the same time become perfect by following the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Purport. Varnashram Dharma is meant for imperfect conditioned souls. It trains them to become spiritually advanced in order to return home back to Godhead. A civilization does not know the highest aim of life is no better than animal society. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Natevi did Svartaka Devi Vishnu. A human society is meant for elevation of spiritual knowledge so that all of the people can be freed from the clutches of birth, death, old age, and disease. The Varnashram Dharma enables human society to become perfectly fit for getting out of the clutches of Maya, and by following the regulated principles of Varnashram Dharma, one can become successful in this regard, see Bhagavad Gita. Next 15, whatever actions performed by great men, common men, follow. Report, a similar verse is found in Bhagavad Gita. It is essential for human society to have a section of men perfectly trained as qualified brahmanas, according to the instructions of Vedic knowledge. Those below the brahman qualification, administrators, merchants, and workers, should take instruction from those ideal people who are considered to be the intellectuals. In this way, everyone can be elevated to the highest transcendental position to be freed from material attachment. The material world is described by Lord Krishna himself as dukkala and vasasvatam, a temporary place of misery. No one can stay here, even if he makes a compromise with misery. One has to give up this body and accept another, which may not even be a human body. And as soon as one gets a material body, he becomes a upper deity. In other words, he is subjected to all the material conditions. The leaders of the society must be so ideal that by following them one can be relieved from the clutches of material existence. 16, of the Lord Rishabha, then you everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, to still maintain themselves in Kshatriya, follow the instructions of a Brahmana, as they relate to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Arnashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmana instruct the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas minister to the state through the Vaishyas and Sudras. Purport, although Rishabhadev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain a social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to the Shastras and all the other castes would follow. The word Brahma means perfect knowledge of all activities, and this knowledge is very confidentially described in the Vedic literature. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all Vedic literature, and benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect Brahmana. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses and thus gradually advance to spiritual perfection. Translation being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God over Rishabhadev was fully independent because his form was spiritually eternal, full of transcendental bliss. Eternally had nothing to do with the four principles of material misery, nor was he materially attached. He was always equal poised, and he saw everyone on the same level. He was unhappy to see others unhappy, and he was a well-wisher of all living entities. Although he was a perfect personality, the supreme lord and controller of all, he nonetheless acted as if he were an ordinary conditioned soul. Therefore, he strictly followed the principles of Varnashram Dharma and acted accordingly. In due course of time, the principles of Varnashram Dharma had become neglected. Therefore, through his personal characteristics and behavior, he taught the ignorant public how to perform duties within the Varnashram Dharma. In this way, he regulated the general populace, household life, and enabled to develop religious and economic well-being and to attain reputation, sons, daughters, material pleasure, and finally eternal life. By his instructions, he showed how people could remain householders and at the same time become perfect by following the principles of Varnashram Dharma. So, here we have a description of Rishabhadev after he became the king. He was educated properly, and then he was enthroned as the king. And like his father, he performed his duties in an ideal way. Even though he's supreme lord, he acted like a kshatriya. Technically, kshatriyas are in the gunas of material nature. Rishabhadev is beyond the gunas, yet he acts within the gunas, just as Krishna also does when he rules over Dwarka, etc. And, of course, the reason is that one should teach the common people. So, Rishabhadev is playing the role of a king, just as Krishna played the role of a king. And therefore, as a kshatriya, they perform their duties according to scripture. So scripture has duties for a king, what he, the type of activity he should do, regulations he should follow, etc., how he should administer the kingdom. So Rishabhadev followed this very exactly. To set an example for other people. Of course, he's transcendental to the material world, but he acts within the material world. So, not only in terms of government, but in terms of his conduct as a householder also, he acted according to the rules of Dharma, mentioned in scripture, to set an example for the other people. Just as Krishna and Dwarka set a good example for others by following all the rules. So this, in this way, the population in general gets inspiration to perform Dharma. Whether they accept the leader as supreme lord or not, doesn't matter. People naturally follow the leader and they do similar types of activities. So if the leader does actions according to Dharma, then the people will follow that. If the leader does actions according to a Dharma, then people will follow that also. So therefore, the leader has to act in a proper way in order to maintain dharma in the society. In this case, the leader was the king, and the king was Supreme Lord Himself, Rishabhadeva, just as Krishna was also Supreme Lord. So there's some special advantage there, because by following the king, they also followed the Supreme Lord. So in this way, they were following the instructions of the Supreme Lord and getting inspired by the Supreme Lord. So he acted as a king at this time, which required that he be a grihastha or a householder, and he followed the conduct of a householder also, exactly as he should, to indicate to the people also that they have to follow certain rules and regulations. So this is one level of scripture which teaches the people to regulate themselves and control their senses. But it is according to gunas. So different people have different gunas, and accordingly, they have different rules to follow. Sudras have one set of rules, Vaishyas have another set of rules, Kshatriyas have another set of rules, and Brahmins have another set of rules. So accordingly, they follow different processes. Of course, they also have common rules, which are mentioned in the seventh capital of Bhagavatam. So there is general principles that all the people must follow, and then there's particular rules for each of the different varnas. As a kshatriya, then Rishabhadeva sets an example for kshatriyas, not for vaishyas or sudras or brahmanas. But at the same time, because he's a householder, he sets an ideal example for everybody, because the population at large is householders, grihasthas. So whether the vaishyas, sudras, kshatriyas, or brahmanas, they're all householders. So as an ideal householder, he set a good example for everybody in that system, even though by varna, he was only a particular varna, that is kshatriya. But nevertheless, he showed a good example as a householder for everybody within that society. Of course, you can also understand that the householders in the different varnas also have slightly different duties. So the Brahmana householder is slightly different from the Kshatriya, and slightly different from the Vaishya or the Sudra. Nevertheless, they have common principles. So he was an inspiration for everyone because he followed that. And particularly because he followed scripture, that it was a good inspiration for the population in general. So in the Varnashram system, we have Artha, Dharma, Kama, and Moksha. And most people are interested in Artha, Dharma, and Kama. And the Vaishyas, the Sudras, and the Kshatriyas are basically Artha, Dharma, and Kama. And when one comes to Brahmins, and then liberation becomes an option for them. So the of the four varnas, three of them are actually involved in Artha, Dharma, and Kama, and only one with Moksha. So that is why it's described the Brahman can take sannyas, which means complete detachment, and then he can get liberated from the material world. So above that, of course, as Lord Chaitanya points out in Chaitanya Charitamrita, now above the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. Just as here we have the sons of the king. So some of the sons became Brahmins, some became Kshatriyas, and some became Vaishnavas. Nine became great Vaishnava sages. So actually, the Vaishnava is in a higher position than the Brahmana. Of course, the Vaishnava may partake of the Varnashram system and be any of those categories, or it may not be any of them, but also. Nevertheless, he's considered superior to that. So above and beyond the institution of Varnashram Dharma as practiced by these kings and followed by the citizens, then we also have another set of rules for devotees, who may or may not also be in the Varnashram system. So, of course, it is more likely they would be in the Varnashram system within that, one of the Brahmas, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Sudra, whatever. And it would also be a Vaishnava. But the case may also arise, they may not be in the system and still be a Vaishnava. So still, they're considered to be higher than that whole system. So, for instance, we have Haridas Thakur, he was in the Varnashram system, was a Muslim or whatever, but he was considered greatest Vaishnava. So therefore he was beyond the Brahmins, or the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Sudras, or whatever, because of that. So we have the common system of Dharma for everybody, but at the same time, when we come to the Vaishnava, he actually is beyond that, and therefore, even if he's not in the Varnashram system, he's considered to be superior to it. So in most cases we'll find here in the Bhagavatam, they have dual roles. For instance, Rishabhadev or Bharat or Priyavrata or Parikshit or anybody, any of these great kings. They are in the Varnashram system simultaneously, they're also Vaishnavas. So they perform both roles. At other times we'll find that the people may not have both roles. Now, if they only have the Varnashram role and they're not a Vaishnava, then according to Bhagavatam, it's a failure. If you do your Dharma properly, but you don't worship the Supreme Lord, useless. On the other hand, if you worship the Supreme Lord and neglect your Dharma, very good, still you're successful. So therefore, the two things are not necessarily related. In other words, Varnashram Dharma is not a prerequisite for bhakti. It may be favorable for bhakti, but bhakti operates independent of the Varnashram system completely. But as we see here, the common people in general are interested in eating and surviving, so the king provides a system for that. So they can survive in the material world, all the Dharma Kama are there, and that is provided for. The king sets up and rules and maintains the Varnashram system, and people in general partake of that. So not everybody is a Vaishnava in that society. Some are. So those who are Vaishnavas, of course, are fortunate, and they are simultaneously actually above the whole system, even though they may partake of it, as the great kings did. So though the two things may merge at a certain point in time, that is the Vaishnava and the Varnashram, Varna, whatever, still, we have to understand that they are independent things, that being a Vaishnava is superior to being in any particular Varna, which is actually in the Guna still. Even Jnana, which is practiced by someone who is Sattvic and Brahminical, that also is Sattva Guna only. Whereas Bhakti is Nirguna, it is beyond the Gunas. So we should not confuse the two entities here.
No, Prabhupada said he has done only 50% of his work. But the other 50% of his work was working in Bhadvanashara. So he decided to push that.
Yeah, so of course that is subject to discussion. Everyone wonders, what does that mean? Does it mean for society to create a system where there's a king and we introduce Varnas, whatever? What does it mean? Or does it mean we take the devotees and start putting them into Varnas? Does it mean that? So there's a little bit of a vagary there. Nobody quite knows what he meant by that statement. So therefore it's very difficult for anyone to implement a statement because they can't figure out what the meaning is. If society in general, fine, but as I pointed out early, it's very unlikely that you can establish such a society with a king. You have to do it away with democracy. And the political system at the moment in the world won't allow that. In fact, it goes in the opposite direction. Yeah, recently they kicked out the king in Nepal. Yeah? And I think the only place left with a king is maybe Thailand is a king still. England is a king, but she doesn't, queen, she doesn't do anything. So basically the monarchy system is not fashionable in the modern world, so to attempt to do that would require huge change, shift of consciousness in everybody. we should probably do more than any devotee could manage to do in their whole lifetime. So, you know, at the extent of bhakti, we'd have to do all sorts of political maneuvers, so that doesn't seem possible. The only other aspect is to introduce parts or some of the concepts of varnashram in a devotee community, which is possible, as long as they do not contradict the principles of bhakti. But still, we should understand that those principles are there only for maintenance, artha, tama, etc., for maintaining the body, etc. Those principles of varnashram are only there. The principles for spiritual life is bhakti, which is superior.
No, but the varnashram is for the people.
Yeah.
But what do you get them to be engaged in devotional service?
Yeah, so I mean, that's a higher level. That's what is happening here. For the population in general, Rishabhadeva was ruling over and establishing varnashram dharma. Whenever people are happy, sudras are happy if they get food and whatever, and they get a place, shelter, etc. So he has to provide for that type of person also in the society. That's the duty of the king, to make sure they're satisfied and protected. At the same time, do look after the spiritual health of a person, then we do have to have some sadhana. So the practical method is people should do bhakti. And then of course the spiritual sadhana is even more emphasized than the material aspects of life for the devotee. So generally if we when we start taking bhakti, then we don't worry too much about the material aspects of artha, dhamma, and kama.
You know, Kali Yuga monarchy won't work. In Kali Yuga, it's monarchy.
Monarchy, yeah.
It never work.
Yeah. Wealth already destroyed. We see in the Bhagavatam the history after Pariksha and then his son, and then after that there's some kings, and then this one assassinates that one, and basically the kings become adharmic and whatever. And it's more or less politics after that, and the real line of kings descending from Manu disappears completely. So therefore that is why a monarchy system is not very practical in the modern world, because we don't have pure people, pure kings to do that. We just have, you know, materialistic people trying to control everyone in a monarchy system. So therefore that's why most people are frustrated with monarchies, and they kick out the king eventually, and they establish a democratic system.
Become a king, one has to be a Rajarishi.
Yeah, are they descendants of Manu? Each Manu, 14 times in one day, a Brahma, Manu appears, and then he establishes his children, grandchildren, they become the kings and whatever. And that's traced in the Bhagavatam. So they are actually the Vibhutis of the Lord, empowered by the Supreme Lord.
And what do you say that?
Yeah, their sadhana is, the sadhana of jnana is in sattva guna. And by itself, it cannot give you liberation. So it's only because of the mercy of the Lord one can get liberation in spite of one's sadhana. And one has to give up the sadhana of jnana to get liberation. If he's attached to the sadhana, then he's attached to sattva guna, and then he cannot get liberation also.
And Jnani and Yogi will never go to the spiritual world.
They can get up to Brahman. They cannot get to spiritual. They can get liberation or mukti, but they cannot get to Vaikuntha.
So
yeah, that was just not in order to disturb society, that's all. That he kept away from the temple or whatever. Because they were basing their conceptions on the material body. That according to body, you're impure or whatever. But Lord Chaitanya showed that actually it's purer than the Brahman, and therefore when he passed out of his body, Lord Chaitanya actually, who was brahminical by birth, he actually carried him. So technically the Brahma should not touch an outcast. He's contaminated. And what to speak of a dead body. Yeah, but he carried the body of, personally carried the body of Haridas Thakur and buried it.
Yeah, so that showed the Lord Chaitanya was not involved with the idea of caste and varna and whatever, like impurity or purity, whatever. Vaishnava's higher than that.
Now the Jnani and Yogi too much in the Brahma Jyoti, ultimately they fall down. And Prabhupada said, when we come back to this material world, we will do all the material welfare activities, opening schools and hospitals like that.
Yeah. Well, most of the impersonalists that are around nowadays, they're not even, they don't even get liberation. They're not even at that stage. They're mukta manina. They think they are liberated because they practice jnana, but actually they're not. Huh? So they can, some can come up to the stage of jiva mukta and actually realize Brahman within this body, but they can fall from that position again and then come back in the material world and do material sattva activities.
That's the reason to become Krishna conscious.
Yeah, that's the only practical solution at any time, whether it's when Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, or Kali Yuga. The final solution is bhakti in any case.
They don't fall down, they reach Brahman.
What's that?
The Jnani's various Brahman.
If they actually leave their body and they attain Brahman, that is considered an eternal position. But as far as being jiva and mukta, they can fall from that position when they still have their body and they get realization.
Okay. So you are reading that. Do you particularly? Yeah. Do you particularly? Okay. 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 Okay.